Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. This is the Collaborators Unite podcast. Chuck Anderson, your host, and this is the show where we help our business owners, experts, coaches who are on a mission to make a big positive impact in the world with their services, their products, and whatever else they bring to the world. The one thing that our audience all has and our guests all have in common is not only do they want to make that big positive impact in the world, but they help others on their way to make that big positive impact. And today's guest definitely helps with that, especially if you want to get the word out about what you're doing and you want to make deeper connections with your potential clients and whoever else you are serving. You're going to want to lean in today. We're going to be talking about virtual events. We're going to be talking about all sorts of things around that subject. So today I have Janelle Anderson here with me today, and we're not related, but we have the same last name, which is really, really cool. So Janelle, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for having me. I love the last name.
It's hard not to. It's hard not to, especially, you know, it's easy to spell, easy to pronounce. Right?
Yep. It's A, so you're at the top of the list.
Always, always. Yeah, no, it's perfect.
Of course, since it's my married name, I didn't always have this name.
Yeah.
31 years, no, 30, almost 35 years.
Hmm. Oh, well done. Well, I have had this name the whole time, and there are not only a lot of Andersons in the world, but there's a lot of Charles Andersons in the world. Is not unique. If you Google Chuck Anderson or Charles Anderson, there's about a million of them that come up.
Yeah. Well, my husband's Bob, so you can imagine Bob Anderson.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Another one that blends in. Yeah. Perfect. And yeah, ChuckAnderson.com. I was never going to get that. Was a Ford dealership in Texas. And so I'm probably not ever getting that one. So I had to come up with other ways of branding myself and so forth. So, yeah, but again, you know, ever since we first talked, I mean, that's one of the, having you on the show is definitely something we have. And when we met up at a conference back in, what was it, Denver last year, you know, I know that we were able to connect there. And finally, we have you here to talk about virtual events and everything that you do. And so now I'm not going to try to explain to everybody what it is that you do. I think that's best that it comes from you. So why don't we start with a little introduction on your side? Who are you and what do? And who do you help? And we'll kind of use that as the launching pad.
Okay. Yeah. So hello, everyone. I am known as the virtual events visionary. I'm also a business mentor for coaches. So I help coaches build thriving, prosperous businesses with the center driver being doing virtual events, because I feel like I've always done them. I've been in business 10 years and I started off doing these little workshops at the local library because I figured what better way to find clients than to have some sort of gathering where they could be in front of me and I've got a group of them, you know. And being a teacher before that, I was a teacher for many years. So that was kind of already in my blood to share a topic and teach people something. So I decided along my coaching journey that this was a really great topic. And it was a great model for coaches to follow because coaches often struggle with finding clients. It's one of the top questions they ask me is, how do I find my clients? And so I'm always saying, well, they're trying to find you. And if you hold a virtual workshop or masterclass online, it's easy for them to find you. So let's do that. And so I use that strategy myself in my own business to bring myself more leads, to make connections with people in real time where I can see them, they can see me, we can talk, I can share things with them, I can interact with them, and then invite them to work with me. And it works really well. So that's what I do. I help coaches to learn how to do that, learn how to speak really well and tell stories, put their content together, make their offers, engage with people, get them in the room, all the things that go with holding a virtual event. Which is interesting because everything you need to put in place to do that, you also need to run a business because you need to have your email list and your landing pages and all those things. And so I help them do all the other things around their virtual events, build a structure around it so they've got an actual business. And I love it. So that's what I do.
Well, I love what you do for a number of reasons. The first and foremost, if it wasn't for my virtual event, I do a workshop every single month. I really consider it to be the front door of my business. It's how we meet new clients. There's all sorts of things that we do with them beyond that, but the way we meet them is through that monthly workshop. So, you know, I am definitely sold on virtual events. And in our business, we help fill the virtual events. But before you can fill one, you have to have one.
Yes.
And well, there's a flip side to that as well, because sometimes with the people that come to us going, hey, I have this webinar, I want to help fill that, and say, great, we'll help you to fill that. And then they go, can you help me make my workshop better? And well, I have some advice, certainly, based upon my own experience, but I don't specialize in that, and you do. And so one of the things I'm curious about, when people first connect with you, What are you noticing from them? Like, where are they at in their business? What sort of questions or challenges are they having? What's prompting them to go looking for your help?
Yeah. So normally people that are finding me are usually early in their business, the first few years, and they have tried to do it on their own, which is what I did for 6 years. They try to put pieces together from going to people's webinars or reading books or watching videos or taking courses, but they don't have a cohesive roadmap to follow. And they're just trying to put together these different pieces. And it ends up being like a big pile of jigsaw puzzle pieces. And they don't see the big picture, and it causes a lot of overwhelm and confusion. So they're usually in that state. They'll usually say to me, I've got this and this and this, but I don't know how to fit it all together so it makes sense. So the big question, of course, is how do I find clients? But when we talk about what they've got and who are their ideal clients and what is their niche and those kinds of things, usually they're not super clear about that yet. And so then their messaging isn't clear. And so then it becomes really hard to figure out, what do I talk about in my workshop? And how do I invite them to my workshop if they don't know exactly who they want to have in the workshop and what they do with them? So we really have to go back to the beginning and make sure they have a really strong foundation, getting clear on their niche, narrowing that in. And that takes a while usually, but at least a place to start. And then their messaging, I teach them how to do some market research so they can find out what their people want and figure out in their own words, like in their, not their words, but the words of their potential clients. And then that's a good starting place there to start inviting people to connect with you, whether it's in a video or in a Zoom, I call them Zoom shows, where you just have I did this for a long time, just a little Zoom show every Friday at noon was my first one, sort of like a podcast, but, and then I talk on a topic and they could ask me questions. That was a really great lead generator. And then from there, let's develop a full workshop that goes for an hour, hour and a half, and you're teaching some content, you're telling some stories, and then you have a great offer that is logically the next step. So putting that together, usually people don't know how to do that, or they have an idea maybe for a topic, but they haven't thought about the offer, or they haven't thought about a story to tell. They just have this content they want to share. So I love getting in there and helping them put all that together and kind of word crafting it with them and helping them with the speaking skills, how to draw people in, how to tell a story well, which story to tell, and where to put the story, and engagement pieces, how to keep people engaged with you. And as a matter of fact, today, one of my new clients just did her first workshop, and it was awesome. She did a really great job. And for me to sit there and watch her do it, it was just, you know, wow, that to me is what floats my boat. She did really well. That's usually where they're at. You know, one of the biggest issues that I see with coaches trying to build a business is there isn't a step-by-step strategy. There isn't a step-by-step formula for them to figure out what should I do next. And so they're trying to do all these different things that they're hearing about, and they're not in a systematic process. And so they're not making very fast progress because they're here and then they're there and then they're here and then they're over there. So if I can get them into a step-by-step process, then they're going to make progress so much faster. And not be so overwhelmed, because they know this is what I'm doing right now, and I don't have to worry about all the other stuff because I'm doing this, and then I'm going to do the next step.
You know, there's so much in everything that you just shared. And one thing that really stands out to me is what you just said about this being a process. It's not a slide deck template. Let's be very clear about that. And I think what you said earlier, the mistake that a lot of coaches are making is, you know, they see bits and pieces of a webinar or a workshop that they liked. And then they're like, oh, I really like that. I think I'll do that. And, you know, you're really kind of piecing it together, you know, and I wish I had realized this 2 decades earlier, and I should have known better, but the power of storytelling. Uh-huh. You know, I'm a former engineer. So my default is step one, you do this, and step two, you do this, and step three, you do this, and it's a standard operating procedure, which is helpful in some regards, not during a webinar. It can be a little boring. Now, people always say that they want that stuff, but I think what makes them, you know, stick around or decide to spend 90 minutes with you is the story and learning how to tell it. I was on one the other day where they were telling their story, but it read a lot like a resume. Like, you know, I've got an MBA and I worked for this company and I did this and this and this and this. And I'm like, versus what happened, you know, what was the challenge? How did you feel? You know, what was the turning point and all of that kind of stuff? So what are you noticing there? Like when you're, because you mentioned storytelling, and I know for me what a huge impact that made in the results of my workshops.
Yeah.
What are you noticing there?
Yeah. So stories, you know, you hear the phrase stories sell, facts tell. And it's a known fact that all humans really buy on emotion and then later figure it out logically. And so the beauty of story is that it connects emotionally with people. And I always tell people a story is like an illustration of your content. You're teaching some information, you're teaching some content, but you can bring it to life and make it paint the picture for people of how that content can be implemented in real life. And that's what the story does. So if you're telling your story of how you got to where you are and what you had to overcome to get there and what you felt and the turning point and the decision, and you are illustrating for them through your story how this looks in somebody's life instead of just bullet point, you know, you have to do this, this, and this, and this. And so people can lean in and really connect with story because they can see themselves in the story and see how that could work for them. It's so powerful. Everybody should be telling stories. Your message needs a story. Your content needs stories. There's different kinds of stories you can tell. And definitely, I have seen people do the resume style when you haven't really learned how to tell stories, you haven't learned those story techniques. The tendency is to do the whole lifeline chronological thing because we think that people need all that backstory, but they don't. And so I teach people, you know, the story structure, which is pretty standard. You see it in every movie you watch and every book you read. You have the character who has the challenge, the obstacles in his way for what he wants to achieve. And then there's this big crisis or turning point or decision. And then there's a change period of time where he's learning things or doing things that are changing everything. And then there's the resolution. And that's what holds people's attention. You've got to have that arc in there. But beyond that, there's also different elements. And one of the most powerful ones is to forget the resume, forget the backstory, and bring people into one moment in time, scene or situation where you were in. Bring us into the moment as if it's happening now. I have a pretty big trauma story that I don't tell it all the time, but in certain situations, it's a good story to tell. But I never could figure out how can I tell this story without it being super long and super heavy and losing people. But I knew I needed to tell it. And so I thought, well, what would be one moment in that whole 3-year long, actually longer than that, but the 3 years for this one particular part of the story, what's one moment I could bring them into that they would feel like they're right there with me and they don't really need the backstory. They understand what's happening and then I can go from there. And so I came up with that and I imagined myself being there in that moment as if it was happening right now. And then I was able to bring out the emotion, not like lose it emotionally, but, you know, like feel it and be there. And that the first time I used those techniques, it was on a live stage in person, about 60 women in the room. And I couldn't believe the difference between that and just giving information as I went into my story and I brought him into that moment with me, everyone in the room was leaning forward. You could hear a pin drop. There were tears coming down their cheeks. I mean, it was just like so electric and just real. The connection was so real. And I thought after that, like, oh my gosh, I have to do this every time. And I still run into women. This was years ago. I still run into women that say, I remember that time and I remember your story. I remember what I felt. You know, so learning those techniques and taking your stories, intentionally crafting them to put inside of your webinars or your workshops, super powerful and will make a big difference in not only the engagement, but even in your sales, in your conversions.
You know, one of the my early mentors in selling from the stage said, and I always think about this when we're working with a new client and when I'm delivering my own webinars, and that is people will forget the information that you shared. They're going to forget most of it within 24 hours, but they're going to remember how you made them feel.
Yes.
You know, can you leave them with a feeling of hope or even just a next step, like, you know, to or a new goal or something, some sort of feeling. And so when you're approaching this and with your own and with your clients, is that really what you're kind of going for?
Definitely. We talk a lot about feelings and I'll teach them, you know, story structure and elements. And I say, go write your story, put it together, and then come back and we'll practice it. Because until they actually speak it out and walk through it, they can't really learn how to bring in the emotions and how to make it better. So then we have a lot of practicing and feedback. And one of the things I say when they're practicing with each other is when you're the listener, pay attention to how they're making you feel. And then in your feedback, hey, I felt this here, but then I kind of lost it here. Or I didn't heard you talking about what you were feeling, but I didn't feel it with you. And that's such good feedback. Because you don't really know until you get the feedback how your story's landing or how your talk is landing with people. So that's to me the best way to learn is to hear that feedback and then go back and be like, how can I really, it's not just like talking about your emotions and how you felt in the moment, but it's actually feeling it. And how do you bring the people that are listening to you into that moment with you where they are feeling it? It's them feeling it that matters, you know? And so it really does take some practice. One thing I did when I was learning is I looked at a lot of TEDx talks, especially really good ones, and I paid attention to where was the story. And a lot of times they'll weave the story in and out of content, which is a really great technique. But I paid attention to what I was feeling and watching them expressing the different emotions. What do they look like on their face? What words were they using? What motions were they using? How did they do that? And sort of I dissected it from that point of view. And then I said, well, I'm going to try that, you know, and then I tried different techniques and just got better and better at it.
Yeah, I love that. So powerful. And again, I wish I had realized that 2 decades earlier. I know I was told it, but it took a long time to sink in because I was just my engineering brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that logical brain, like step one, step two, step three. Yeah, it's weaved in there. But you know, and then different iterations of the story. First of all, telling my story, but then switching that so I'm telling my audience's story through my own.
Exactly.
And it no one was teaching me that, but I realized after a while, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is them. I went through this, but in a different way. And so it's super powerful. It changed everything. Now, what I find when I'm talking to people that do virtual events, there's really kind of 2 groups. There's ones that really aren't doing a whole lot with virtual events yet, but they know that should or could, and that it would be a good thing to do. And then there's others that have dabbled in it or have even really given it a great attempt. And for whatever reason, you know, they're not getting the results, probably because they're piecing it together from, you know, other things that they've seen. What are the next steps? So for those listening in right now who really want to be successful with their virtual events, what are the steps that you recommend that they take from this point forward?
Yes, such a good question. There definitely are 2 groups. The people that have tried and it's not working for them. I mean, I was there. I would do workshop after workshop and I'd put a lot of work and energy and time into it. And people would come and they would love it and they would say, thank you, this was so great. And then they'd go away and not buy, you know, not step into the next thing with me. And I was really getting frustrated. And I thought, I must be doing something wrong, or there must be some secret formula here that I'm just not getting. And I noticed so many other people making lots of money doing virtual events. And so somehow they knew this secret formula. And so I really began to study that and learned how to do it. I was on an event team with my mentor for years and could see behind the scenes and started to figure it out. And one of the biggest secrets that I learned is you need to start with your offer. You've got to start with the end in mind when you're planning your event. I made the mistake of just thinking, oh, this is a great topic. Being a teacher, I could talk on this topic and people would really enjoy it. But I wasn't thinking about the end, like what did I want them to do at the end? What was the next step? What was the offer I wanted to make? And if I did have an offer, like maybe it's just a discovery session, or maybe I had a program I wanted to invite them into, often that offer was not connected in any way with the content. And so there was this disconnect when I got there to making the offer. And so that's one of the biggest secrets I could tell people is start with your offer. What is it you want people to do? What do you want them to step into with you? And then reverse engineer your content so that it leads to the offer, so that your workshop is kind of an appetizer for that next step. So they get some value. They've tasted the appetizer. It's delicious and yummy, but now they want the whole meal. And don't give them everything. Give them a taste and make sure that it makes so much sense that, of course, we're going to take this next step with you. That's one of the big, for as far as like really having successful workshops. Now, of course, there's more things to think about getting people in the room, which you're good at. If you've never tried doing a virtual event of any kind, a lot of things that stops people from that is, I don't know what to do it on. I don't know what to say. Nervousness, getting in front of the camera and getting in front of people. So we work on those things, like just practicing even speaking and running through your content with people in the room and getting feedback. That's what we do in my program, so that you are more and more comfortable and you're not doing it for the first time in front of a real audience. So that helps a lot. And just knowing what to do and how to put it all together. Because really, that it's just different skills that you learn in a process. Anybody can do it, really. So those are how I would answer those two groups of people.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, we'll definitely be sending people your way as we come across them. And because we get the questions, it's like, well, how do I be more confident on stage? And well, I've been coached on that. I could probably coach them on that. I have learned to focus and stay in my lane. And that is filling events through affiliate programs. And I would rather have someone like you teach them how to be more confident, how to structure their content better, how to be more effective at selling and getting the call to action to actually get people to act, and which is the whole point of this. And we can't transform people's lives. And we can't make a big impact if we can't move them, if we can't move them to that next action. Speaking of next action, I think that connecting with you and learning from you is a great next one. And tell everybody about how they can connect with you. And I think you have a workshop as well that you can share with everybody.
Yes, I have I call it an experience. It's a one-on-one time with me, but it's called the Workshop Success Breakthrough, where you'll take a real quick assessment, you'll watch a video, and then you'll come to a call with me. And from that assessment, we'll be able to see where you're at, what you've done and have put in place, and what you need help with around running your own events and your own workshops. And then I can give you some really great next steps from there. If there's anything that I have that can help you. So that is that's the best way to really, you know, connect with me initially and I can get to know where you're at and what you're up to and see what's next for you.
Yeah, what a great way to do that and to experience, you know, firsthand what it is that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Here today. Now, if you'd like to take Janelle up on that offer, the link to that will be right beneath this video. And if you're on the audio podcast, just open up your phone and in the show notes, there are all of Janelle's links there as well. This has been great. And I am so pro virtual event. And like I said, we focus more on filling them with partnerships and affiliates, and you help to create them. And I think that's why, I mean, there's such good synergy between what
I think filling events through partnerships and collaboration is the best. That's the best way. And like you said, you use yours as your front door. And that's what my strategy is not just to create a bunch of workshops on a bunch of different topics, but to create that core one that can be your front door that you can run on a regular basis and then use affiliates and bring more different audiences to you so that you're not always trying to promote to your own, but you have other people promoting it for you. And so then every month you can have different people coming to it. It's the fuel for the engine of your business, really.
Yeah. And you'd be amazed how much it simplifies your business when you only have to do your workshop once a month, follow up with the people who attended it, and work towards filling the next one.
Yes.
And you'd be amazing how 80% of the stuff that we were doing to promote ourselves that were ineffective completely dropped off, and we focus only on that. And so very, very powerful to do. I look forward to, you know, more opportunities for us to, you know, serve each other's audiences, because I think that, you know, what you do and what I do pairs so well together. Before we let you go, I always ask my guests, I always put them on the spot for a book recommendation. And in your case, you have your own book. And I definitely want to give that a plug and a shout out to give people opportunity to learn more from you. Tell them a little bit about your book.
Yeah, now this might look backwards, but this is my book, Take Center Stage, Be the Star of Your Own Story. It's actually my personal story of what I had referred to earlier, just some of the early in my life, a trauma that I went through that I didn't deal with for many, many years. And so the book talks about my journey of finally healing through that and then how that built confidence and helped me find my voice and helped me to step into what I'm doing today. And actually, the book follows what I call the STAR process, and it kind of lines out like the process I went through to heal all of that and just really, really getting to know me and letting go of things that were not me and not true about me that I believed for so long. And through that whole process, I began to take center stage of my own life, which is where the title comes from. I felt like I had been hiding out behind stage my whole life, afraid to speak up, afraid to not even knowing like who I am really. And when I came through that, it was like, I'm taking center stage of my own life. I'm shining my own light. I don't care what people think anymore. Sure, if they like me, that's great, but I'm not subduing myself because of other people. So it's for anybody, but it's really good for women to read. And I've had so many people tell me that it's helped them a great deal. It even has a downloadable workbook that you can go through. So hopefully you go out and get it.
Yeah, go get it. And to make it even easier, I put that link beneath this video as well and in the podcast show notes. So it's super easy to get Janelle's book as well. Janelle, thank you. This has been amazing. I love everything that you shared about virtual events. And I know that we just scratched the surface. There is so much to learn, and not to scare anyone off, because when you have the right system and you have the right process, it can be easy. The hard way to do it is to piece it together yourself and hope for the best. The easy way to do it is to follow a process and a system. And Janelle is someone who can show you that system. So connect with Janelle, go get her book. And in the meantime, keep moving forward on your journey to make a big positive impact in the world with your work, your expertise, your coaching programs, whatever it is. And remember, there's no obstacle too big to be overcome. You might just be one collaboration or book away from that big breakthrough where now you're the expert. You are the go-to authority in your industry, making that huge, big positive impact in the world. And then come back and share your story. And until next time, this has been the Collaborators Unite podcast, your host, Chuck Anderson, and we'll see you on the next one, everybody. Thank you. Awesome. Oh, okay. Oops, I just about ended the...
This episode is brought to you by the Collaborators Toolkit. If you're looking for better ways to grow and scale your business through collaborations and strategic partnerships, our free Collaborators Toolkit contains the best resources from our workshops, as well as contributions from our guests. These tools could be the missing link that you've been looking for to solve everyday business challenges and to access highly effective ideas that can grow your business exponentially. The best part is that these resources, tools, and templates are completely free and our gift to you for being a valued member of our community and a subscriber to our show. You can get free instant access to the Collaborators Toolkit today by visiting our website at www.collaboratorsunite.com collaborators.unite.com/toolkit. That address again is www.collaboratorsunite.com/toolkit. Register today and I'll see you on the inside.